when there are so many people lining up for something and really feeling good about it, there could be a business to be made. So when I did my research, I figured that there's probably a bit of a lack of a cohesive and a concerted efforts to grow the sport from a business perspective at a global level.
Back to the future of pickleball. This is the show on Selkirk TV where we get a chance to meet the leaders, the people that are guiding our sport and now taking it to global levels. Our guest today is a man named Abhitab Jain, sometimes known as AJ to some of us. Is that okay that we call you AJ?
Absolutely, Paul.
Good. I've been so excited to have a chance to talk to you and to let the world know about this event that you're doing in the pickleball space and the business side of things. Let's start off, if you don't mind, guide us a little bit as to how AJ Jain came into pickleball and what your thoughts and ideas on where you're going to go with it.
Sure. And Paul, thank you again for having me. It's been a pleasure always talking to you and Selkirk TV and you, what you have been doing for the last couple of years. It's really amazing to see how you have been able to proliferate the developments in the pickleball world in the last couple of years. So my story is a little, I came into pickleball, I started playing pickleball a couple of years back with a couple of friends, which was a very casual play, and then started seeing the kind of enthusiasm in the lines that everybody was lining up to play at pickleball courts, and felt that there's something very unique and appealing about this sport. And I myself, which is a story which will resonate with a lot of people, I myself got addicted to it and have been playing since then.
Very nice. Now, if I recall correctly, you had a pretty extensive sports background through college and university, didn't you?
Oh, I used to play badminton. And generally speaking, I love playing anything and everything. So whatever I can get my hands and legs on, I would rather do it. And not just physical sports, but even board games and anything else. So basically anything to do with games and sports, I love it.
Now, so your story, everybody's got their story about how they discovered pickleball, but at some point you had to look at this and decide that you thought that there was a business direction or a professional position to take in it. How did that come about?
Yeah, that came about when I did a bit of a study. Of course, I was seeing that wherever you go, wherever there are pickleball courts, there are people lining up, people were really happy playing, they were building new friends, social elements associated with it. So I did a bit of a research because something triggered in my mind that when somebody's, when there are so many people lining up for something and really feeling good about it, there could be a business to be made. So when I did my research, I figured that there's probably a bit of a lack of a cohesive and a concerted efforts to grow the sport from a business perspective at a global level. And that is when I figured that maybe I can jump into this full time and try to create a platform, an ecosystem, wherein at a global level, we can address the growth for everybody who wants to build their businesses in the sport.
Now, my recollection is when you talked about jumping into it, you really did jump in pretty heavily in the fact that I think the first major event that you attended was the African Games.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That is correct. So when I started working on my business plans, I got in touch with the Global Pickleball Federation and then African Confederation of Pickleball, got in touch with Kwabina and Ruth from the organization. And this was the time when people beyond the US were not really aware of pickleball as such, but pickleball getting into a continental level games at in Africa was in itself a big feat. So I jumped into it, I supported it, I was partnering with the Confederation to make that work. So it was a pleasure and it was a privilege, so to say, to be involved with the first of a kind event at a continental level, which is like mini Olympics. So I can always proudly say that I was the first partner at a pickleball event in continental games.
And I just very recently interviewed Kobina Okufo, who is the head of the African Confederation. And we talked quite a bit about that event and what an amazing thing it was for Africa to really be able to do something that's never been done in pickleball. And that was having a demonstration sport at a pre-Olympic event was very cool. It's exciting that you were there. You know, what we probably should do is discuss a little bit about what your business is and what the model is that you're planning on developing and expanding globally in pickleball. What is Pickleball Minds?
Yeah, so Pickleball Minds is a B2B forum wherein we target getting the best and the finest minds in the industry who are like influential business leaders who can come together to collaborate, to partner, to share their learnings and learn from others. So it is like any other business forum wherein people can really collaborate and learn from it. And the way we envisioned it, and we started with the positioning that this is like the Davos of pickleball, which is the most elite and the prestigious forum in the pickleball industry. So people would love to get associated with it and would partner with it. So that's the kind of positioning that we started with. Our business model is not to create a trade show or an expo. We focus purely on the business leaders and the business aspects of pickleball and help or create a platform wherein people can come together. And we try to nurture the collaboration in the industry. At the same time, the platform helps to connect the potential investors with the potential business owners who are trying to raise funds as well. So that's the kind of business model around Pickleball Minds. And as you know, we did the first one in Princeton, then we did quite a few meetups, then we did across the US. And as you mentioned, we were part of the African Games. We also did an investor summit in Hong Kong. So we have been trying to cover various regions over the last few months so that we can really create a cohesive community of business leaders.
Now, as you've been doing that, and there have been highlights and discussions about different parts of the world that are beginning to pay pretty close attention to pickleball, and I know you've kind of been able to coalesce or gather a lot of those people together. When you did the Hong Kong conference, the investor conference, my understanding is you went out and your thought was that you could bring some people together. Now, that is primarily Asian investors. Is that true?
In a way, yes. And this was like an uncharted territory for us, Paul. So we were not very sure. We did not go with a very set mind on that. But yes, it was an investor summit. The idea was that we'll have potential investors who will be interested in creating businesses or expanding businesses in the Asian region. There were people from 10 plus countries, which is what we did not really expect, which was more than what we expected. There were 50 plus leaders or people who were interested in understanding how they can really expand or take pickleball into their countries and respective regions. So it was actually more than or better than what we expected and planned for. We did go in with a bit of an open mind because we were in that uncharted territory.
Well, and it's really interesting to me as I've been watching what's going on as the sport is beginning to go on a global basis as to how many different tangents are coming there. And it almost feels to me like the the major investment world can now look at the U.S. as sort of the case study, the test yes. model of how it could be done. Is that what they're thinking about doing and seeing expanding and just taking it on a global level?
Yes. As in, generally speaking, people look up to what U.S. does and how it does, and they try to figure out ways to customize it for their local cultures, local dynamics, and of course, there are different purchasing powers. So we'll have to keep that in mind as well. So the economics could be a little different. But theoretically, people are looking at various models, whether it is with respect to facilities or clubs, whether it is respect to the products that are getting used, the leagues and everything. So everything is being modeled on what has been done in the US. Of course, there are very intelligent and smart people who know how to tailor it or customize it or create something which could be very appealing to the regional market.
So now that really leads me perfectly into the next big Pickleball Minds event that I really want people around the world to know about is coming in Dubai, January 16th. Tell me a little bit about what someone will see. What will they experience if they come to the Davos of Pickleball in Dubai?
Yeah. So with the Dubai event, our goal is to take the benchmark or create a new benchmark. Right. So that's the idea. So in Hong Kong, we had participants from 10 plus countries. I am confident that we'll surpass that benchmark. So I'm hoping people would be coming from Europe. And in fact, we have a few people confirmed from Europe, Africa, Asia, of course, Middle East, local business leaders from Pacific, Australia region as well, and of course from the US. And a lot of speakers that we have on the panels are the leaders who have established themselves as the thought leaders in the industry. Of course, most of those are from the US, but there are quite a few people who are coming out from different regions as well that we have put together as a group of people who could navigate the discussion. Having said that, all the attendees would also be the regional leaders in their domains and in their regions. And I don't think they'll be any less from anybody else. It's just that, okay, they'll be looking forward to how they can learn from what has been done in the other parts of the world and replicate it for their domains and regions. Now, they'll, of course, be able to make connections and network. They will be able to share their own experiences, learn from others' experiences, and in the process, hopefully create new partnerships, which will help them expand in what they are doing. So I think it's a very good mix. And as you know, we target about 100-150 real serious business leaders coming in a format which has got minimal distraction. Right. So everybody is in the same room thinking about the same topic at the same time. So I think that facilitates that kind of a discussion over a 5 to 6 hour period, or maybe 7-8 hour period, including the networking time that we'll have. So I think there's a lot that people can get out of this one day. And I hope they'll feel good about spending a day of their life at the event.
You know, it's interesting. Amitabh and I met. He asked me to be the master of ceremonies at the Princeton, New Jersey event. And I was really impressed with the mindset that people came in. And there were so many interesting networking connections that were made and collaborations that now, just a few months later, I'm seeing collaborations manifest themselves that started in Princeton just back in May. And so I really think that the idea of bringing these high-level people together, we don't really know what's going to come out of some of these collaborations, yeah. But it isn't until we get them together, visiting, talking, discussing different areas of expertise. I think that is just it's very cool. I almost think of the Pickleball Minds events as they're almost like speed dating for the business world. You know, you get a chance to meet a lot of people and feel out a lot of different situations in a very, yeah. very quick period of time. I think that that'll be very cool.
Right.
So now I do want to mention something. I'm on the Selkirk TV channel. Selkirk is one of your platinum sponsors for the event. Guide me a little bit as to what you think they specifically, they may be a good example of how you think they might benefit, and then maybe others as well.
Right, right. And it was an honor, Paul, that Selkirk agreed to sponsor Pickleball Minds, because that's a testament of how a leading brand in the sport is supporting another brand which is evolving and leading at this point in time in a different domain. So that was a big support and a testament of their support. So I really thank Selkirk and Rob and Mike that they have agreed to sponsor the event. Now, of course, Selkirk is a very well-known brand. It's a household name in the US. I'm sure they are working on strategies on the expansion at a global level. And a forum like Pickleball Minds and Rob Barnes himself being there, speaking on a panel, I think will give a lot of exposure to Selkirk to continue growing their leadership position. At the same time, I'm confident that there will be a lot of attendees who would be interested in figuring out a way to work with Selkirk and take it back to their respective regions and countries and grow it or grow the pickleball sport as such, and in turn, the Selkirk brand itself. So I think there is a lot of benefit that comes out of it for Pickleball Minds as well as Selkirk, because Selkirk will be able to continue to reinforce its position as the leader in the industry.
Hi, I want to tell you guys about one of the best additions I've got to my game. And it's not another paddle. It's not another shirt. It's my Selkirk Tour Bag. Selkirk bags are designed with tremendous intent. They're to help you organize, to keep things that you need with you where you can get at them whenever you want them. The beauty of the Selkirk bags is they're designed by a company that really thinks first, last, and always about pickleball. They've created a series of bags at all kinds of price points that are tremendously well designed, and frankly, they look really good. Look at the Selkirk bags, not only for what you do courtside. I use my tour bag as my travel bag when I'm going around the country. Selkirk will help you have the best experience you can have. Enjoy it. Thanks so much. You can find all the bags on Selkirk.com's website. Well, and certainly in my career in the business world, collaborations that serve both parties are always magic. I mean, that is really what makes partnerships. So I think it's an exciting time. What I would like to ask you, so we're describing what's gone on from the beginning of Pickleball Minds in Princeton, New Jersey, and now we're a year down the road almost, and we're in Dubai. A lot has happened for you. What will happen with Pickleball Minds after the Dubai event is over? Where next? How will you manage that?
Yeah. So, and Paul, thank you again for being the master of ceremonies for Dubai event as well. Your experience, your connections, your understanding of the industry really helps when you try to get all the people, or so to say, herd the cats in the room. So it really helps. So we are going to have some very respected and well-known folks who will be talking in Dubai as well. Going forward as a strategy, because we have to live up to the expectations and we have to live up to the way we have started off as a strategy, we will be having multiple regional chapters across the globe. Each of the chapters will be led by a chapter president who will have the ownership or the responsibility of taking the charter ahead in their regions. Now, there, as we all know, respective regions may have some nuances, cultural things that need to be addressed. So they'll be able to take care of all that. But that's the kind of structure that will help Pickleball Minds to emerge as a corporation which is leading it, leading the B2B space in pickleball across the globe. So we are looking forward to that structure taking shape. And once that happens, we'll be able to replicate whatever we have done in Princeton, in the meetups, in Hong Kong, in Dubai. We'll be able to replicate it in parallel, simultaneously, in multiple regions.
Now, that's going to be very good. You know, something that I think is going to be so valuable to the pickleball world in what Pickleball Minds is laying out is the fact that it really is about finding a way to get the people who understand where this sport has gone in America and in Canada, where it's going to continue to go in North America, but now where that enormous blow up will come. Yeah. When I had your earlier interview, when I had you and Steve Kuhn on talking about your financial group that you're creating and your investment opportunity, the idea of finding ways for people who have these fantastic ideas in pickleball to scale and grow their businesses, very often it's a financial issue. It's just, yep, they need to be able to find partners to help them take that. So I think that is, I think that's really exciting. Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thought, let me just add one thing, right? Because if we go to Google Trends and if we try to search for the word pickleball and select any country in the drop-down, right? What we'll notice is very interesting fact. In last 1 to 2 years time frame, the number of searches for the word pickleball, and I'm talking beyond US, has increased from anywhere from 2 to 10 to about 70, 80, or 100. So on a scale of 100, that's the kind of increase that we have seen in the Google searches for the word pickleball, which is just an indicator, but a very important indicator, which is like the growth in interest or the searches is anywhere from 10x to 50x in some cases, right? Which means that there are a lot of people who would be interested in getting into the business of pickleball as well. And I receive a lot of inquiries from people across the globe, wherein they would love to understand or ask for some help or get some inputs on how they can proceed in setting up their own businesses.
Well, and from the time I was in Princeton and I met you and saw how you operated, one of the things that I've been really pleased and excited about what you're doing is the fact that I meet people all the time that they see pickleball, they would like to get into it, they just don't know exactly how to do it or how they might navigate their space. So I think the idea of creating the kind of event that Pickleball Minds is, to be able to let them drop into an immersive environment and find out what's going on, is really fabulous for the sport, because we've got people that haven't even surfaced yet,
yeah,
that will,
yeah,
surface here in the next year or two in any number of different capacities. And I think that Pickleball Minds is such a great way for those people to connect and really explore what the options are.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Before I segue into the second part of our conversation, I want to ask you if you're watching this and you enjoy it, hit the like button, subscribe to my channel. The notification button will get you, these will be alerted to you the minute they're released from Selkirk TV. But these are the kinds of shows that I get the opportunity to tell the world about that's going on in pickleball. And it's an exciting place for me, and it can be an exciting place for a lot of other people. Please like and subscribe. Now, Mr. AJ Jane, I want to talk about a project that you and I together are working on.
Yeah.
And this is, we would like to see, like a lot of people, the Olympics become a pickleball sport. We would like to see pickleball become an Olympic sport. Why don't you kind of explore or explain the ideas of what your organization that we're working on is going to be doing?
Yep. And it's a privilege, Paul, that you have agreed to be a founding partner on this idea. So the organization or the initiative that we are talking about here is what we call as the 5 Squares to 5 Rinks. And the name itself says something, which means that there are 5 squares, which we call as the roadmap. Each of the boxes have to be tick marked to get pickleball into Olympics, which is the 5 rinks. So what we have done is we've created this roadmap, which has got very specific agenda items and the actions that need to be taken to be able to qualify for Olympics. These are the things that the IOC, Olympic Committee, would be looking at and looking for to evaluate if a sport is worth getting into the Olympics. This And as you and I have strategized, this is an independent, non-affiliated organization that we'll be putting together. We don't intend to be a governing body. We don't intend to be a federation. Our sole purpose is to do whatever is right to get pickleball into Olympics. We are open and we will be looking forward to people or groups who have a similar vision to join us, or we join them. We all come together, create a movement to get this into Olympics sooner than later.
You know, and I think the idea of the organization, one of the things that I've seen, and obviously deeply involved in the sport of pickleball and have been for a long time, we have so many conflicting groups and organizations and things that come out of the woodwork that 5to5 is really designed and intended to help the IOC recognize what this sport is, what it's doing globally, and we're going to let the rest of the sport, the idea of one of the checkboxes of having to have a globally singular global organization recognized as the governing body, that has to be figured out, but we can't figure that out. That's got to be done by the sport, but we can help keep the messaging going as to why this sport is such a natural for the Olympics. And so I think that that's just going to be very cool. You know, something that I think would be really good as we've just begun launching this, and I'm having an opportunity to talk to different people in my network, I'm getting tremendous interest in action. Tell us a little bit about how you think people might want to reach out to us, help, what the opportunities might be for somebody to help drive pickleball towards the Olympics.
Yeah, absolutely. And the charter that we are still drafting, and we would love to get inputs from all the experts who would want to contribute, would be that we have these five boxes or five squares that need to be tick marked. As a structure, we will have, let's say, the board of directors for each of those actions. Each of these could be called streams or tracks, whichever way we want to take it forward. And then there will be regional and domain experts who can form different committees and work together with the board on all these five squares or the actions corresponding to those. So as the first step, I would request anybody who's interested to join our group on LinkedIn. It's available on the page Rally Sports Pickleball Minds. And if we search for five squares to five rings on LinkedIn, we should be able to find it. Otherwise, they can always reach out to you and me and we'll help guide them on this. So that'll be the first step. Then they can send us or share their expression of interest to join in whatever capacity or responsibility or any accountability that they would like to take in any of the tracks or the streams that need to be worked upon. And we would be having, so Paul, you and I will be having our kickoff meeting on November 13th. That's a LinkedIn live meeting. Anybody can join it. It's free. And we would encourage people who have or who share the vision or the groups who share the vision to come join hands with us so that we can take the right steps and avoid any distractions in terms of any conflicts. Instead of that, let's focus on how we can bring the synergies in the different elements that are required to be accomplished.
You know, and I want to just kind of expand on that a little bit. Something that was very important when we started talking about this idea was our organization is not intended to exclude anybody. It is designed to be entirely inclusive. The whole goal and objective is while the sport continues to grow and expand, we want the IOC to come to recognize how perfect a match pickleball really is for the IOC themes and our desire and interest to follow exactly what the IOC culture is and what their requirements are. So it doesn't matter what part of the world you're from. It doesn't matter what sort of organizations you're involved with. If you want to be help us drive towards the Olympics, that's what 5to5 is intended to be, and we are as agnostic as we can be. We do not want to be a disruptor. We want to be an inclusure, an inclusioner. And I think that's great. You know, when Amitabh, since you've structured or begun to put the primary documents together for the charter, in terms of a board or in terms of major ambassador influencer roles, how do you see people being able to become involved specifically?
Yeah, and that's, I would say that's the most important cog in the wheel, Paul. The people who could act as the ambassadors, who could be the volunteers, take one part of the overall actionable plan and run with it. I think that is what is the, we need all hands on deck to be able to do this. And as you said, and I'm reiterating, we don't want to be a disruptor. We don't want to be another governing body or federation. Our sole purpose is to do what is required by IOC to get the sport into the Olympics. And maybe let me reemphasize the fact that we will probably cease to exist once the sport ends, is in the Olympics. That's the whole purpose. That's the goal that we have. So we don't really have any undercurrents or any profit motives behind this. The people who would want to get associated and take a leadership role should join us. We'll make the group bigger and bigger, and we'll create the structure that'll help track and report and collate all the information that is required as a package over a period of time.
And the that ability of assembling that information, I think, is invaluable. To anybody that's watching this show, realize that the biggest structure or the biggest structural hurdle pickleball's had to date with the IOC has been the fact that we're still an emerging sport. We need more structure and organization. One of the five checkboxes, as an example, is about the WADA anti-drugging requirements. We've never really dealt with anti-drugging in pickleball, but you can't be in the Olympics if it isn't a major focus that we're addressing to the level that they want it addressed. So those are the kinds of things that I think can be really valuable for us on our group and our organization as it's formed to transfer information, to be able to have the IOC realize there's this very distinct focus and it is global. Yeah. Something that I do want to mention, we're looking for. We think that it would be phenomenal for getting any retired past Olympic athletes who are now playing pickleball that would like to put themselves on our roster of Olympic athletes who are now pickleball players. We're assembling that list. We've got five people on it right now. But from wherever you are in the world, if you've got a friend or an associate that you know of was an Olympic athlete that's now playing pickleball, please have them get in touch with us. We'd love to have them on the team. So now, Amitabh, as we get ready to wrap this up, guide me a little bit as to the question I really ask all of my guests at the end is, in the next 3 to 5 years, where do you see pickleball going through your lens?
That's a very interesting question, Paul, that I think we discuss that every time we talk and every time we meet, and every time the whatever benchmark we set or whatever target we set, that is already surpassed and we have to really set the new benchmark. So to me, this is like right now, this like COVID, no country is left behind, right? So it is spreading faster than that. And it is a marathon, which is probably, it feels like a sprint at this point in time. So all the countries are running a marathon, but running at a sprint pace. So 3 to 5 years, I think it'll be there in every country across the globe for sure. I'll be surprised if it is not there before that. I wish it could be an Olympic sport by then, but I understand there are various nuances that need to be catered to. In terms of the market, in terms of the number of players, there are many projections that are there that exist. But I think all those, whatever we target or whatever we project for 3 to 5 years will get done in 2 years. So I don't really have a good answer to that question, Paul, but I think whatever it is, it'll be better than what we'll expect.
I think that's great. And that's a good answer, because it is really, in pickleball years, we know a lot happens in a pickleball year. Yeah. Very fun. Well, we'll be talking about the 5 to 5 project in Dubai, along with the Pickleball Minds Conference. And one of the things that I'll tell any of you that are watching this is I believe that 2 to 3 years from now, as the sport of pickleball has blown up around the world, there will be a date that people will look back on, and it will be the January 16th Dubai event was sort of the springboard, was sort of the catalyst that brought everything together to help make pickleball blow up worldwide. And we'd love to have you come join us if it's appropriate for you. And if not, we'll be reporting on what happened there after the fact. AJ Jane, I've so enjoyed having you on the show today. Thank you so much. And I'll look forward to seeing you in Dubai.